Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
It's no secret that this country is deeply divided by politics. But new research shows that partisanship is actually getting worse. Social media, which is sold as that way to bring everybody together, is pushing us further and further apart. Ronnie Mola wrote about it for Recode. She's a senior data reporter here. Hey, Ronnie.
Hey, how are you doing, Teddy?
So this idea that we're a polarized nation has been around for, it feels like, forever. Part of it is this idea that we live in filter bubbles on social media, and you wrote about this. Tell me, like, what is a filter bubble?
So I actually talked to the guy who coined the term filter bubble. His name's Eli Pariser, and it means that the algorithms that are on different social media platforms sort of restrict what you see, and they restrict what you see so that you see more of what you want to see. For politics, that would mean that if I like Republican content or something that's more left-leaning, I'm just going to see much more of that.
And as you point out in your piece, though, this is like a decade-old idea. So what's new? Like, what has it gotten worse? What's the new situation we're in?
Well, a lot of things have changed. Yes, polarization has gotten worse. And when I'm saying polarization here, I don't mean like ideology. I don't mean this is how I feel about policy. I mean that we actually hate the other party more than we used to.
Negative partisanship.
Exactly. We have a negative sentiment towards the other party. Also, what's changed sort of is our understanding of the other side, and we don't understand them at all. There's one statistic in this Science magazine article that really just sort of blew my mind. Republicans guess that 32% of Democrats are LGBT, when in reality it's 6%. Democrats estimated that like 38% of Republicans made over $250,000 a year. Really, only 2% make that much. So we vastly are misinterpreting the opposing sides. And then finally, what's changed is our idea of what a filter, or how to solve for a filter bubble. We do see other people's viewpoints, but on social media, we see like the most acerbic of the other side's viewpoints. So we actually become more polarized because of it.
So the easy culprit is often social media platforms, right? You mentioned that a second ago, this idea that Twitter and Facebook could do a better job of just not showing us stuff we agree with. I mean, is that fair, or is it more complicated than that?
I think it's a lot more complicated than that. I mean, social media is what's happening on top of everything else. There's this really deep inequality in America. Politicians have become a lot more acerbic. Mm-hmm. The parties have been sort of split along racial and geographic lines. And so there's all these inputs that are happening that mean that we're further apart. It's just getting magnified on social media, and especially because social media is meant for things that get more engagement, and these really tough political fights we have certainly get a lot of engagement.
So are we doomed, Ronnie?
I don't know. I definitely don't think we're in a good place as a country, right?
But what can we do about it? I mean, is there a way to break down these social media silos enough?
That's the thing too. It's like the solution is also really hard. It's like we invest more in our schools and in public institutions. Social media platforms could do a better job of actually making it so that when we talk to each other, we could actually listen. Part of the problem is, when you're speaking through text, it's really easy to divorce the person from the things that they're saying. You know, it's hard to have this like empathetic conversation. And those sorts of real truthful and empathetic conversations require like mediation and require a lot more things that don't just happen on a social media platform where you're just looking for likes.
Ronnie Mola, senior data reporter here at Recode. You can read more of her work at recode.net. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.